Did that hog pen ever have any kind of shelter? Was it open?
It was, had roof over it.
The health,
alrighty.
And feeding pen, bins for them to eat.
Sure, okay. What about an open place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
That's the barnyard.
Okay. Do you know the word lot?
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference there?
Well, a lot is a fenced-in place.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I would think
the hog lot would be where the hogs roam, but still it'd be fenced-in.
Is a lot what some people would call a corral? You ever hear that around here?
A corral is bigger, I'd think, than a lot would be.
Okay. What about cotton? Was it ever raised in this area?
Yes, we raised cotton.
Do you know some of the work that was involved or some of the things?
Well, you had to plant it, and you had to hoe it, used to hoe it, then pick it.
A lot.
Was there another type of activity besides hoeing? The way that you work.
Well, you plowed it. Used to plow it and hoe it and thin it. Of course, today the machines do all of it.
What about the term chopping cotton?
Well, that is hoeing. That's what we called hoeing. A lot of people called it chopping.
Chopping. Okay.
You hoe, though, whether when you chop or not. You chop is when you chop it down. And
sure. Okay.
And hoeing is when you get the grass out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, what type of grass would it be bad about growing in cotton fields?
Johnson grass, usually. And that's this area, I guess, in other places that have different type of grasses.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Speaking of cotton, where do you say cotton grows? It grows in what?
Field.
All right. Now, is there anything like a field where things grow but maybe different in some way and would have some other name?
Okay, garden. Where vegetables are grown.
Chop it down.
I guess you could have flower garden, vegetable garden.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever read those Uncle Remus stories? And you remember where Br'er Rabbit would hide? He'd go to the briar.
With the briar patch.
All right. Now, what about that word patch?
Cotton patch.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it's just a field of cotton. Mm-hmm. We called it the cotton patch.
So a patch and a field would be the same?
It'd be the same.
Okay. All right. When you think of a pasture, or a field, do you think of them being open or fenced in?
Well, a pasture is usually fenced in to keep the cattle in. A field wouldn't necessarily be fenced in.
All right. What sort of fencing would you see around the pasture?
Barbed wire. And now they use electric fences a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Which takes less wire.
Right. Do you ever see any, or do you recall seeing any wooden fences around here?
Rail used to be, not many anymore.
They call that a
rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Kind of zigzag.
Yeah. Right? Now around Russell Cave up there, they have rail fences, the old original rails.
Are you familiar with the type of wooden fence that you usually see around your yard or the garden? It's painted white and kind of
picket
sure,
fence.
Uh-huh. Okay, you still see those?
A few, not many.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're mostly decorative.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay. Not for keeping people or people in or out.
Right, okay, it's not too sturdy.
That's right.
Okay. Now, when you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you say you have to dig holes for the what?
Post.
Okay, and just one would be a
post.
Okay. You ever see in this part of the country walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not many, but a few.
What would you call that?
A stone wall.
Stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you about a few utensils and things like that. Say if you were having company over, you'd want to use your best dishes. What would you say your best dishes were made of?
China.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever remember hearing about an egg that was made out of either that or something similar that a farmer would put in a hen's nest to fool it?
Mm-hmm,
in
the porcelain egg.
Porcelain egg. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you fool them.
Okay. All right, this is just for